We are recording.
Thank you. Good evening and welcome. I'm Sean Brenham, president of the Delaware State Board of Education. I call it December 12th regular meeting to order. It is 5 p.m. The meeting is open to the public in person in the cabinet room of the Townsend Building in Dover, Delaware, and electronically via Zoom. The Delaware State Board of Education published the public meeting notice and meeting information on December 5th on the state public meeting calendar site. Thank you for your patience if we run into any technology issues as we simultaneously conduct this meeting in person and electronically. Today's agenda contains two opportunities for public comment. There is time allotted for regulation and then general public comment near the end of the meeting. Sign-up sheets are available on the table by the door. If you did not previously sign up to provide public comment via email and are logged in via the URL, please type in your name, organization, and comment topic in the chat box now. If you are only participating via the call-in option and wish to make verbal public comment, please log in via the meeting URL online. As required by statute, the meeting is being recorded, and the recording will be available to the public on our website within 7 business days of this meeting. As a reminder, when voting on items for action, I will ask all those in favor say aye, and we only do a roll call vote if there is a dissent. As a reminder, please, when speaking or making a motion, please state your name first. Mr. Avila, can you please do a roll call to Delaware State Education Board of Members?
Yes, sir. Mr. Brenham?
Present.
Dr. Griffin?
Present.
Mr. Kenton?
Present.
Dr. LaJavia?
Present.
Reverend Powell?
Present.
Mr. Sawney?
Present.
Ms. Stevens?
Present.
Dr. Zabo?
Present.
Mr. President, you have a quorum.
Thank you. It's good to see Mr. Kenton back in the room with us. Grateful to have you with us tonight.
Everyone, for their thoughts or prayers or phone calls or text. Kathleen, if you ever get sick, you're going to find out she calls you every day.
I don't even get sick if she does that.
Sincere. I mean, she checked on me every day.
That's excellent.
I appreciate that, Kathleen. It meant a lot to me. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you, Kathleen, for doing that. Also joining us is Deputy Attorney General Alex Corbin and State Board Staff Kathleen Smith and Marco Avila. The board's agenda was posted on December 5th. If there are no changes to the agenda, is there a motion to approve the agenda for today's meeting as presented?
Griffin, I move the approval of today's agenda.
That's been made a motion. I need a second.
Powell seconded.
Powell has seconded it. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Approval of the November 21st regular meeting minutes. The November 21st regular meeting minutes were provided to the board in review in advance of this meeting. If there are no additions or deletions, is there a motion to approve the November 21st regular meeting minutes as presented?
So moved. Stevens.
Stevens has made a motion. A second, please.
LaJavia second.
LaJavia seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions.
Griffin abstains.
Griffin abstains. Motion carries. Thank you. Charter school updates. The charter school has provided a written report prior to this meeting. We have Leroy Travers, Director of the Charter School Office and Associate Secretary of Operations Support. Kim Klein here this evening to provide any further updates. Mr. Travers, welcome.
Hello. How are you?
Great. It's good to see you here.
You as well. I have no further updates except for the besides the report that I submitted last week. Unless there are questions.
Any questions for Mr. Travers? Easy peasy lemon squeezy for that one. Charter school renewals. We have 5 charter schools up for renewal on this evening's agenda. I'd like to thank the board members who served along with me on the charter school accountability committees. I hope we did a great job for you, Mr. Travers.
And thank you guys as always. I've said before, it's just a great opportunity to learn about the processes in charter schools in general. And hopefully it was helpful for you guys as you were helpful to us. So.
It was extremely helpful to all of us. And we appreciate the opportunity to do it. The documentation that is a part of the record for renewal applications is posted on the Charter School Office web pages and was shared with the board in advance. Secretary Holodick is unable to be here this evening. Associate Secretary Kim Klein, Chair of the Charter School Accountability Committee, will announce Secretary Holdick's decision for each charter school. Ms. Klein, the first one is Charter School of Newcastle for renewal. It is for action.
Thank you. After considering the Charter School Accountability Committee's recent recommendation and the public record, the Secretary has decided to approve the renewal application submitted by the Charter School of Newcastle without condition for a period of 5 years. He seeks the State Board's assent to his decision.
Thank you. Is there a motion to assent to the Secretary's decision regarding the charter renewal for Charter School of Newcastle?
Griffin, I move that we approve the Secretary's assent for the renewal for the Charter School of Newcastle.
Thank you. Griffin has made a motion. I need a second, please.
LaHavi, I second.
LaHavi, a second. Any discussions? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries. Ms. Klein, Eastside Charter School renewal, it is for action.
After considering CSEC's recent recommendation and the public record, the Secretary has decided to approve the renewal application submitted by Eastside Charter School with the condition listed in the final CSEC report for a period of 5 years. He seeks the State Board's assent to his decision.
Thank you. Is there a motion to assent to the Secretary's decision regarding the charter school renewal for Eastside Charter School?
Motion.
Mr. Kenton's made a motion. I need a second, please.
Stevens, second.
Stevens is second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Ms. Klein, Gateway Charter School renewal, it is for action.
After considering CSEC's recent recommendation and the public record, the Secretary has decided to approve the renewal application submitted by Gateway Charter School with the condition listed in the final CSEC report for a period of 5 years. He seeks the State Board's assent to his decision.
Is there a motion to assent to the Secretary's decision regarding the charter renewal for Gateway Charter School?
Stevens, so moved.
Stevens has made a motion. I need a second.
Reverend Powell seconded.
Powell has seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Ms. Klein, Aspira Academy Charter School renewal, it is for action.
After considering CSEC's recent recommendation and the public record, the Secretary has decided to approve the renewal application submitted by Aspira Academy with the condition listed in the final CSEC report for a period of 5 years. He seeks the State Board's assent to his decision.
Thank you. Is there a motion to assent to the Secretary's decision regarding the charter renewal for Aspira Academy Charter School?
Powell, so moved.
Powell's made a motion. I need a second, please.
Griffin, second.
Griffin is seconded. Any discussion? Motion carries. Ms. Klein, Odyssey Charter School renewal, it is for action.
After considering CSEC's recent recommendation and the public record, the Secretary has decided to approve the renewal application submitted by Odyssey Charter School without condition for a period of 10 years.
Thank you. Is there a motion to assent to the Secretary's decision regarding the charter renewal for Odyssey Charter School?
Kenton, motion.
Kenton has made a motion. I entertain a second.
LaHavi, a second.
LaHavi, a second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Point of order, Mr. President. We had the motion for Aspira, and we had the second, but you did not call the vote.
Oh, checking on you. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Since I missed that, let's go back to it. We have a motion by Powell, a second by Griffin. We did any discussion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you for that.
Yes, sir.
My new glasses, I can't see everything. Next, we'll move to regulations. Dr. Adrian Peoples, Data Operations Officer of the Technology and Data Office, is here to present one regulation for information on behalf of the department. Dr. Peoples, Regulation 294.
Esteemed board members, thank you for your time. I'm Adrian Peoples, Data Operations Officer for the Delaware Department of Education. I'm here to discuss Regulation 294. It is designed for three primary purposes: establish the relationship between the P20 Council and the Department of Education as it relates to longitudinal data, establish the circumstances under which data can be exchanged with authorized representatives, and then thirdly, the responsibilities of said representatives when they receive that data. There has been no substantive changes to that regulation. It is required to be reviewed every 4 years. We have reviewed it. We don't see any need to make any substantive changes to it. And the only changes that have been made have been formatting changes according to the new rules. Are there any questions for me at this point?
Questions from any board members?
Question, but just a comment, or just I guess it is a question. In the new dynamics of cyber security and the things that, what are the dynamics that, I know there's no change to it, but there's a lot that has changed around in this area of cyber. So
the regulation passes the specific agreement between parties that are exchanging data to the department and the recipient. And in those agreements, we address things like cybersecurity and all of the mechanisms and protections that need to be in place for data to be exchanged effectively. So because the regulation language is written that those types of things will be handled in those agreements that must be drafted and signed by all appropriate parties, we didn't feel the need to change the regulation at this point.
Thank you. Any further questions?
Just curious. I know it doesn't appear to be a substantive change, but I see that educational record, that entire section has been struck from the proposal. Is that because it is the same as personally identifiable information?
Education record and personally identifiable information are not the same. Okay. However, there is no requirement. An educational record for a student is a very specific set of data, which is not necessarily what needs to be exchanged between parties. It's the personally identifiable information that needs to be protected and kept. So the education record definition didn't need
was
to
not
be
needed.
Was not needed.
Thank you, sir.
Anything else from anybody? Well, thank you for your time, sir. Appreciate you coming in and have a good evening.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Next is Professional Standards Board Regulations for Discussion or Action. Dr. Linnea Bradshaw, Executive Director of Professional Standards Board, will review the three regulations for action. It's Regulation 1519, 1521, and 1565. Dr. Bradshaw?
So these three regulations, multiple measures for demonstrating content knowledge, elementary teacher and world language teacher, were published on November 1st, presented to the State Board at their November meeting and unanimously passed by the PSB to forward to this body at its meeting on December 5th. Are there any other questions?
Does anybody have any questions for Dr. Bradshaw? If there are no questions.
There were no public comments. I'm sorry, I forgot to say that.
All right, thank you. If there are no questions, is there a motion to approve regulations 1519, 1521, and 1565 as presented?
So moved, Stevens.
Stevens has made a motion. I'll entertain a second.
Avia seconds.
Avia has seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Bradshaw. Have a good evening.
You too.
Public comment on regulations. Time has been set aside at this point in the agenda for public comment on regulations. Ms. Smith, do we have anyone signed up for public comment?
Yes, sir, we do. We have Kendall Massett from the Delaware Charter Schools Network.
Oh, thank you. Come on up, Kendall. We will hear from speakers from the sign-up sheet who are present in the meeting room in person first. Then we'll recognize speakers logged in via the URL in order that they have signed up. Comments should be limited to 2 minutes for individuals and 3 minutes for organizations. Please note, the board typically will not respond to questions or engage in a dialogue with those offering comments during the board meeting. Ms. Smith, go ahead and start recording.
Good evening, Kendall Massett, Executive Director for the Delaware Charter Schools Network. While Regulation 1596 is not on your agenda this evening, we believe it is necessary to still make comment. Before I leave tonight, I will give you a letter from our community that details our concerns and our requests. Kathleen, I will send you that in an electronic version if you need. For now, though, I do want to add my thoughts. This regulation is about creating alternative pathways for key leadership positions like principal and director of curriculum. Some of our schools have received waivers for these positions, but we are actually still determining if there are people in our schools that might be affected by the inactions of the Professional Standards Board. And we do know that there are some that want to hire new people that meet their needs. The goal is to set up the ability for candidates to use an ARTC program designed by charter leaders for charter leaders. Let me give you a personal example of this. Me, if I was to leave my current job, I've been 12 plus years in the education landscape. I have run nonprofits. I have worked in hospitals, 30 plus years in industries, many industries of which I have done things like been a facilitator, done a lot of instructional practices that may not have been in a K-12 school, but instructional nonetheless. Without this regulation, I would not be able to be hired, even though I would say I'm more than qualified. Now, not to do it, just walk in and take on the role, I would then go through an actual 2-year alternative routes to certification. Without this regulation, I would not be allowed to do it solely because I've never taught in a K-12 public school. I don't think that's right. There are other people like me that need to be able to have the ability to give back in education. That's what this regulation is about. So finally, a note about a comment that I've heard over several meetings and from different people, and that I did touch on at your last meeting, but I have further comment on this notion that we would hire somebody off the streets. Our schools follow strong human resources practices like interviews, screening tools, and real-world assessments to ensure we are hiring the best leaders. While bad hires can happen in any industry, we shouldn't be restricted from hiring qualified administrators just because they don't meet traditional certification requirements. This is about embracing transferable skills and ensuring we can hire the best possible candidates for our students. Thank you.
Thank you. And you have letters, you say, copies? No problem. And I appreciate you sending it electronically to Ms. Smith also. Texas State Board Business Committee and meeting reports. There was an opportunity for members to provide information and written reports made available on e-board on any events or committee meetings attended since the last meeting. Anybody have anything else they'd like to share further? I'll jump in there. I had a few items. The P20 was very interesting the other day. I will not go into it tonight, but there was some great dialogue, and we'll get that sent out to you maybe with the weekly report. I wish I had a picture of it, but last week, I went to Del Mar Elementary and helped decorate the fourth graders' float. My grandkids go to school there. They're triplets. Many people know they're triplets. But I wish you'd have had a picture of that mass organization. It was a great time. It was good to be in presence of children that age and hear their excitement for Christmas and just their imagination on how they wanted to do these things. I just stayed out of the way and just put zip ties on them. They tell me what to do, but it's a great experience. And anybody ever gets a chance to do something like that, and I know everybody does it. It's just neat to do, especially around Christmas. That's all I have.
I'll just add one thing that I wasn't able to include in my report, and that was I had the opportunity to attend the Reading Consortium full group meeting yesterday, and very, very good meeting. They were able to introduce the vendor who will be conducting the landscape analysis for them. The vendor is with AIR. AIR has done a lot of work in Delaware, so they are already pretty familiar with some of the problems that we've had and where we possibly need to go with the work of the Reading Consortium. A good history was provided of where different efforts have taken the group for many years, and also where they hope to go. And AIR, in working with the various subcommittees, will be generating interim reports that I'm hoping we'll get to see as well, what they announced were the individuals on the committee, which interestingly enough, starting next month, will also include our outgoing governor, who will now become mayor of Wilmington. He will now be serving on the Reading Consortium as well. But listing the people that are going to be serving on the various subcommittees, Dr. Scott is on a couple of those smaller committees doing some work. So again, I'm hoping that she'll be available to come in on a regular basis to provide us with updates in terms of what they're learning through the landscape analysis, taking a look at what's going on in the community, what community members feel that they need, and you know what students and staff feel that they need for all of this to be successful. So it was a very, very good meeting. They've recorded it. So if you have the opportunity, you may want to listen in to get the particulars, especially from AIR as to the time frame. We should be getting their proposal, I would say, and Kathleen, you were also part of the meeting, I'm saying January of 2026. So they'll be spending obviously the next year doing the landscape analysis and putting together the plan. That's all I have.
Thank you. Anybody else?
I want to have a report, but Ms. Stevens wanted to ask a question about the meeting with the Reading Consortium. Was the Wilmington Learning Collaborative at the table or mentioned or any type of collaboration?
Laura was there, but there really wasn't a presentation. There was a lot of focus on the program called Boost 26, which is a program that the four districts have been using to assist students that may be considered at risk of not graduating, assisting them so that they can graduate. And in fact, the Reading Consortium was looking to alter their budget to include over $300,000 to continue going to the Boost 26 efforts. And they highlighted the work that's being done by communities in schools to help keep those students on track so they do graduate. I think they said that their current cohort of students was somewhere in the area of 520 students that they are working with to keep them on track. And so they did highlight that program, but there really wasn't any information other than like an overview that was included in their slide presentation. I'm hoping that we can get Dr. Burgos here maybe February for our February meeting to get an update as to what's going on with the WLC and you know what's going on in those buildings.
Great, thank you.
You're welcome.
Sage, you done anything fun?
So I actually had the opportunity to, I was able to join the NASB Student Advisory Council. It's basically just a group of student members on, I think, the 24 state boards of education in the United States. There's 10 of us on the board, about 10 of us on the board. And basically about once a month, we just get together and discuss like various issues that we're working on in our state, kind of report back to the national headquarters, if you will, in that regard. And yeah, I mean, we haven't done anything cohesive as a unit yet, but I'm looking forward to working more with them after winter break.
You're laying the groundwork for the next student.
Yes, exactly.
Representative, and it's been tremendous strides with you taking a part of this. Did you have a good dinner the other night? Was your guest at the table entertaining?
Yes.
Sage attended the dinner with me the other night. It was fun. We had a good time there. Learned quite a bit. Especially the dog's name Rebel, I believe. So it's that was neat. That was a great time that night. But thank you. Anybody else?
I attended the State Teacher of the Year banquet, and I know you was there because you spoke. But that was very heartwarming. I sat with a group of teachers from Milford and got to know some of them, but just to see how everybody got along, and it's just a great event. I encourage any or all of you to contact Deb next year or Kathleen and attend if you can. It's very, very nice.
It's very moving. All these banquets held by DOE are very moving to see the hard work and dedication that these teachers, paras, clinical, everybody, bus drivers, you name it, everybody works hard in education. And the only way we're going to survive if we all do work together in this, because we want to make Delaware number one. I don't want to be, you know, if you're not first, you're last. That's the way I feel about it. But anyway, if there is nobody else, going once, going twice. Okay. Next is the executive director's report. Ms. Smith.
Thank you. Yes, Deb already mentioned the Reading Consortium. I've invited the co-chairs to the January meeting to provide an update, and we're working out details on that. And I'm thrilled to say that I'll be attending the Senate Executive Committee session on Monday for a governor nominee for the State Board of Education for the City of Wilmington seat, and I'm thrilled to be able to participate in that. So if confirmed, he will start at the January 16th meeting.
Excellent. Any questions for Ms. Smith? Okay. Next, the updated State Board of Education Procedures Manual. This is for action. Changes suggested during the October 14th workshop have been incorporated into the manual to align it with current board practices, current statute, and current regulations. These changes were provided to the board last month. The updated manual is presented to the board this evening for approval. Now, this is a long time coming. We've been working at it. We still have, in my view, we still have a long way to go. I want to be as... It's a work. I'm just going to change every year. So we want to keep this moving, but we do need to get something in the books. But are there any questions or discussion from board members on this? And if there are not, I will entertain a motion to approve the updated State Board of Education Procedures Manual.
So moved. Stevens.
Stevens has made a motion. I need a second.
Kenton second.
Any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
LaHavia abstain. Sorry.
You're abstaining. LaHavia abstains. Motion carries. Secretary's report. Secretary Haldick has a written report provided in advance since he was not here this evening. If there are any questions, please let Ms. Smith know so we can get them to the secretary for answers and clarification from anybody here. We're to formal public comment. Time has been set aside at this point in the agenda for general public comment. Ms. Smith, is there anyone signed up to provide public comment?
Yes, we do have Kendall Massett and we have Eileen Reynolds.
Okay, you're first.
Or do you want to read the...
I was looking for the other person.
One more.
We will hear from speakers from the sign-up sheet who are present in the meeting room in person first, and we'll recognize speakers logged in via the URL in order that they have signed up in the chat box. Comments should be limited to 2 minutes for individuals and 3 minutes for organizations. As a reminder, the board typically will not respond to questions or engage in a dialogue with those offering comments during the board meeting. Ms. Massett.
Good evening. Kendall Massett, Executive Director for Delaware Charter Schools Network. Last month, I said I really wanted to be able to come and tell you about some good news. And that's what I'm going to try and do.
We're here.
Wherever I can and whenever I can, I will. First, I would like to say thank you to all of you that worked on the Charter School Accountability Committees for our renewals. Our schools work really hard on those applications so that you, the fact that you put that time into that means a lot. I know they appreciate it and I appreciate it. So I just wanted to bring that to you and say thank you from me and from our community, because it does mean a lot. Now, I got two pieces of good news for you. And one, the leader for Spirit Academy here with me, she gave me this howl out because they're wolves. Aspira Charter High School senior and volleyball captain, Valeria Tameo Ray, is the one Delaware student that was selected to win the Jennifer Meyer Humanitarian and Service Award, which is incredible. I mean, she's giving back and she cares about more things than just being an athlete, but making sure that she gives back to the community. And then Newark Charter School raised an impressive $42,000 on Giving Tuesday, focused on enhancing opportunities outside of the classroom for things like sensory pathways and giving some more TLC to the outdoor classroom specifically for their kindergarten to fifth grade. And that's what I got for you. I'll hopefully be able to bring you more good news next month. Thank you. And thank you. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Ms. Smith?
Yes, next we have Eileen Reynolds on statewide boundaries. Ms. Reynolds, I'll go ahead and allow you to provide your comment. And Ms. Reynolds, we'll give you 2 minutes and we'll start that timer. Can you go ahead and introduce yourself, please?
Yeah. Am I on here? Am I on the air?
Yes.
Okay, great. My name's Eileen Reynolds. I am a retired specialist in hearing impairment, both in clinical audiology and a certified teacher of the deaf via the alternative. Worked with Joyce Budna back in the day to get that certification, and have worked in local schools supporting the needs of deaf and hard of hearing children. I believe firmly that there needs to be a full continuum of services, but as many of you might be aware, I know I've done email blasts, we've been having the tail wag the dog when it comes to deaf and hard of hearing children, because the outreach of DSD, which is an important place for about 10% of our kids with hearing loss. They're very focused on American Sign Language over spoken language, and the community that they have there and the culture that they have there, but it does not represent all children with who are deaf and hard of hearing. However, four decades or more, that's kind of where we started, that families were introduced to them as a parent educator, and there was a grooming process. And many babies as young as 1 year of age were put on school transportation for hours to go because the parent felt like the sky was falling if they didn't, and they were taken to Newark. We now have double the dormitory kids that we had 15 years ago. And we have technology that allows these kids more times than not always, but more times than not to thrive, not only survive, but thrive in a rightful placement in their local school district with support. Nearly every district has someone specialized in supporting deaf and hard of hearing children, and they are autonomous. They need to stay autonomous from statewide services, which is their outreach. As many that have been around a while know that their outreach tends to be their recruitment zone as well, their medium for suggesting that a certain child needs more comprehensive services and really should consider coming and getting a tour of the school in Newark. We have more than three times the national average placed in special school because of the advantage that they have by monopolizing the child development watch team, the early hearing and detection. These are all health and human services agencies, I understand, at least for the time being. Who knows in a couple of years what's happening there. But the State Board of Education needs to be a little firmer in making everyone aware that state wide services is advisory only. They should sit back and wait for somebody to call them, not try to take over all these committees with their agenda, which ultimately means their control. So what I know is right now, 10 years ago, there was a task force. They wanted to take over all services in the state. That didn't go through. Sorry.
Mrs. Reynolds, we've allotted you an extra minute. Can you, your time is up. Can you,
yes.
10
yes.
seconds. Can you round this up for us?
10 seconds. They're going to try it again on their own, and I hope you do not approve it. It's not a good move.
All right. Thank you for your time.
Mm-hmm, thank you.
Okay. Before we adjourn, our next meeting is Thursday, January 16th in the Townsend Building in Dover. I believe the February meeting is also going to be in Townsend, and we will be back out on the road again. And with that, is there a motion to adjourn tonight's meeting? Go ahead, Mr. Reverend Powell, sorry.
Chairman, I'm not sure if this is appropriate to bring up, and if it's not, then please let me know. It might be directed to our counsel. With the litigation that is going on in Christina School District, I'm wondering, does that put the State Board of Education at any exposure down the road, at any possibility? So just a question, if it's appropriate to bring that up in this.
I'm all ears for that one too, if you don't mind.
And if it's not, I understand, but I just wanted to see if we are exposed at any point in this the continuum of the litigation.
Alex, do you have an answer for that tonight, or do you need to get back to us with some after some research?
I have an answer, but I want to be sure of it before I speak on it, so let me look into it a little bit more. If anything, I'll probably reach out to the board through Ms. Smith. I don't believe that such a discussion would need to take place during an open meeting. Given the fact that it concerns legal advice and potential litigation. But I will reach out to Ms. Smith with my answer. And if so be, and if need be, I will put it on the record or an executive session, what have you.
Thank you.
Appreciate your answer. And on valid point, Reverend Powell, I can see that because it's not pretty up there. Anyway, is there anything else? I want everybody to have a happy holiday before I ask for an adjournment. Is there a motion to adjourn tonight's meeting? I knew he'd jump up. Mr. Kenton has made a motion. Is there a second?
LaJavia, a second.
LaJavia, a second. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. It is 5:38. The meeting is adjourned. Well, that's really good.